worship in the book of Revelation. We are thinking particularly this week about Revelations 4 and 5. These two chapters are an extension of the message to the church of Laodicea. One part of Revelation links with every other part that follows. Revelation 3 ends with the church indicted, the church judged, Laodicea, the indicted church. When will the judgment take place? Chapter 4 and 5 describe the setting of the judgment. It's a special vision that concentrates on the judgment. It is very similar to the judgment scenes described in Daniel chapter 7, 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13. The judgment is set. Thrones were placed in heaven. The Ancient of Days did sit. One like the Son of Man was brought in before the Ancient of Days. Thousands and thousands and tens of thousands ministered to him. The books were opened. When the books were opened, some cried, some rejoiced. The setting is the judgment. The Revelator was taken by Spirit into the very throne room of heaven. There he saw precious stones, jasper, green speckled with crimson, sardine, the color of fresh, rainbow like an emerald, all green. Green, crimson are the colors presented here. In the sacred narrative, green speaks hope. Read the story of the green cord in the vision of Ellen White. Rainbow like an emerald. I've never seen a rainbow like an emerald. I've seen a rainbow with seven colors. All the colors now have disappeared. Only green, hope, emerges. A rainbow is a symbol of the covenant, of the promise that God makes, carried out by the flesh of Jesus Christ. The sark, the sardine stone, the scarlet of his humanity. The initial picture of the judgment scene, therefore, is one of hope. Part number one, there are four living creatures. Now, in Revelation 5, 8, and 9, these four living creatures join with the 24 elders to ascribe honor and glory to God because they were redeemed from among men. Now, the Revised Version and the RSV and the New English Bible and some others have chosen another reading. Not that thou hast redeemed us to God, but thou hast redeemed men to God. And as far as I have been able to study the history of this change, the change was brought about because the scribes believed that the four living beings couldn't be human. They are the same as the cherubim of Ezekiel 1, man, ox, lion, eagle, six wings, four faces, man's body, man's hands, therefore they couldn't be men. But these cherubim are symbols. And they're symbols of those who will fulfill Ellen White's prophetic statement that the vacancies of heaven will be filled by the redeemed of the Lord. And one of the vacancies was the vacancy made by the covering cherub. And God not only shows that that vacancy can be fulfilled, but that four human beings can fulfill that vacancy. So as far as I am concerned, I believe that these four living beings represent four exalted human beings, redeemed from among men, who will occupy the position nearest the throne that Lucifer forfeited. Read the story of Joshua and the angel in Prophets and Kings and listen to Satan's statement, are these men to take my place in heaven? there will be four cherubs. Satan said, I couldn't keep God's will. And the Lord proves by grace that four people, starting out much worse than Satan ever was, can reach that exalted position. So these four living beings are special leaders, redeemed from among men, who lead in this judgment scene and praise of God. The 24 elders are also redeemed from among men. When David and Solomon organized the temple worship, they made 24 courses of priests, 24 courses of Levites, and 24 courses of people. And you will realize in Luke 1 that the father of John the Baptist belonged to the course called Abia. They were representative of all God's people. They took 1 week to move up to the temple and there carry out all the ritual for that week as representative of the rest of the people. So the four living beings and the 24 elders represent representative human beings who have made it by the blood of Jesus Christ and the grace of God. They are with Jesus and with the Father at the time of the judgment. The 24 beasts, 24 elders and the four beasts or four living beings, as would be a better translation, join together in the last verse of Revelation 4 in worshiping God as the Creator. Now, from other parts of the scriptures, we know that the judgment began in 1844. Thrones were placed, the Father sat, presided, Jesus Christ came and judged, and the 24 elders and the four living beings are there, praising God as the Creator. We can hear an echo of this song in the first angel's message in Revelation 14, verse 6. Worship him that created. For thy pleasure we are and were created. Evolution is just starting, and its final phase of activity in the last days, and as an antidote to evolution, these redeemed beings, in the very presence of God, as part of the jury and witness of the saving grace of God in the judgment scene in 1844, praise God and Christ for their creative activity. Section number 3, they worship God and sing a song because of his redemptive activity. That's the new song. The old song ascribes praise to God as Creator. The new song adds praise to God as Redeemer. Thou hast ransomed us and made us kings and priests. Verse 9. It's impossible to be a priest without being a man. Hebrews 5:1. The last four verses of Hebrews 2. Jesus became a man as a prelude to his becoming a priest. He needed to become a man in order to be touched with the feeling of their infirmities, to be able to comfort. These four living beings and 24 elders are not only redeemed from among men, but they are also a kingdom of priests. 1 Peter 3:9, royal priesthood, peculiar people. Chosen, selected. And so they, redeemed from among men, can sing a song, honor, because Jesus Christ, in fact, redeemed them. Not only are there transformed human beings, but there are angels. Revelation 5, 11 and 12, section number 4. Many angels. All the elect angels. The angels which sinned not, they ascribe praise and honor to God. 10,000 times 10,000. Thousands of thousands. Blessings, honor, thanksgiving, power, glory to the one who sits upon the throne. Section 5. Every creature. Every creature. In heaven, earth, under the earth. in the entire universe join in ascribing praise and honor to God.
And think of each of the words that they use there.
Each word is packed with a picture of exaltation and power. God is revealed as the rays of a great rainbow, each word describing some qualification that makes him worthy. Section number 6, the redeemed worship God. Unlimited, unnumbered multitude.
They have white robes,
robe of Christ's righteousness,
the wedding garment.
These robes are tinged with red. Some of them are touched with martyrdom. They have died. They have palms in their hands, a symbol of victory, triumph over their enemies. They are clothed with a crown of righteousness,
salvation.
They have as a helmet.
And they ascribe salvation to God who sits upon his throne.
What a wonderful picture of the judgment scene.
I love the songs in the book of Revelation. And you will notice that the songs are attached to judgment.
Judgment is set and the books are open, and as John listens, the angels are singing, the unfallen beings are singing, the redeemed are singing, the 24 elders are singing, the four living beings who are occupying the position that Satan forfeited. They're all singing. God is the creator. We are created for him. God is the redeemer. We are saved to honor him. He gave Jesus, the Lamb, in the midst of the throne, pouring out his blood on the sinner's behalf. Singing. And in the middle of the judgment is a book. Written within and without, sealed. Who is worthy to open the book?
The proclamation sounds around the universe.
No man is able to do that.
What's in that book?
In all its vindictiveness, the words, "His blood be on us and on our children," found in that book. All the sins of mankind are written in that book. The sins of John were written in that book. And as John sensed what was written and realized that none could open, he wept. Who can open? One of the living beings brushes the tears from his eyes and says, "Look, look, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, the Lamb in the midst of the throne. He is prevailed
to take the book and break the seals.
He's not afraid of the records therein. He has opened a fountain to cleansing them. His blood can remove them. He can bury them in the depths of the sea. He can hide them with a thick cloud. He's unafraid. Why do you worry?" So John dries his tears, opens his eyes, and there he sees the Lamb in the midst of the throne, in the very act of pouring out his blood. And he now can join in the song of redemption, led by the four living beings, the 24 elders, and the redeemed of all ages. "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain." In the book of Revelation, even in connection with the judgment, the church is bidden to sing. Sing praise and adoration and aspiration to God. Sometimes we are scared of the judgment. We think the first angel's message, "The hour of his judgment has come," is something terrifying. But judgment is a wonderfully thrilling thing. The Father judgeth no man, he presides at the judgment, but he hath committed all judgment to the Son. And the Son is my brother, he's my elder brother. He's the everlasting Father, he says, "Here am I and the children which thou hast given me." He is my advocate. He is the only witness, he's the faithful and true witness. He's the one that made the rules, he's the lawgiver. If ever there was a judgment stacked in the favor of the condemned, the last judgment is. The judge has done everything he can to get me off. He has paid my penalty. He has gone to the scaffold for me. He's
paid my debt, died in my place. He's coming again. In the book of Revelation, the true song of gratitude sounds in the heart of the worshippers. And when the first angel says, "Worship him that made heaven and earth," we really have cause to worship.
This has been another classic sermon from the Archive of American Christian Ministries. This recording has been digitally reprocessed from the original audio cassette or reel-to-reel in order to make this CD available. The audio quality was improved as much as possible. International copyright, American Christian Ministries. All rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.AmericanChristianMinistries.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There is no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with our speakers and volunteer workers to encourage them. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He's coming soon.